substituting quite frequently. Number 15, Ben Braden comes in, replacing Nick Flannery. Number 22. Out there currently for the Hatchets, Canarian, Braden, Labor, Krug, and Termel. Number 21 for Cass City, Jacob Hacker comes in. He replaces Orban. David Hill rested at the end of the first quarter. It's Cass City 15, Bad Axe 3, after Orban sinks both free throws. Canarian picks up his dribble from the left wing, feeds it into Braden. He stops at the left elbow, back over to Canarian. Cross court to the right wing to Termel. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. Cass City 15, and Canarian hits the three from the left wing, and now makes it 15-6, Cass City by 9. Bad Axe's all their points come from two threes. 2 seconds left, into the corner. Cass City takes one last shot, number 22. Curtis Dickinson goes short, and we're at the end of the first quarter. It's Cass City 15, Bad Axe 6. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummings diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
Bring the action.
After one, Cass City by 9, 15-6. Now into the second quarter, 8 minutes are on the clock. After one, Cody Orban has outscored the entire Bad Axe team with 8 points. He has 3 field goals and 2 free throws for 8 points. Colin Hartwick with a 3. And Cole Israelson, the 6'8" center, with 4 points. Austin Termel for Bad Axe has a 3, as well as James Canary, and that wraps up the scoring. Bad Axe with the ball to start the second quarter. Over to Braden, kicks it into the left corner to Labor for 3. This one's no good. Rebound, Cass City, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be a push on Bad Axe. So Cass City will get the ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the right side of your radio. It's the fourth team foul on Bad Axe. Number 25, Tyler Labor's first. Bad Axe showing a little bit of a slight press, half-court press, in fact, on the trap. Orban gets it across the timeline for Cass City, feeds it up to number 3, Rasmussen, and we have a travel. And Bad Axe gets the ball back. Bad Axe showing a little bit of pressure to start the second quarter.
That's exactly what the doctor ordered. What Bad Axe did was just close down the lanes, waiting for the next pass, and it worked for him.
7:30 left in the second quarter. Termel to the right wing, top of the key to Braden, over to Canary, and into the left corner to Labor. Back up to Braden, top of the key, trying to go against a 2-3 zone of Cass City. Canary for 3 from the left wing, and it's good. Canarian's second 3 of the night, starting to heat up here for the Hatchets. Now with 9 points, Cass City with 15, as Orban passes it up the court to number 3, Rasmussen. He steps out of bounds, bringing in the pass, and it's Bad Axe ball. 2 turnovers for Cass City in the second quarter.
Cass City is still in their 2-3 zone.
Over to Labor, number 25 on the right wing, feeds it into Canarian, the hot hand to the right corner. Passes it into Braden, top of the key. Now to Labor, top of the key. And throws it right into the hands of Orban on the court. A 1-on-2. Orban gets a whistle before the shot on the layup. So it's going to be Bad Axe foul. Cass City ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of the radio. That's Bad Axe's 5th team foul. Fouls on number 25, Tyler Labor, his 2nd. 2nd in a row, in fact. So number 22, Flannery, comes in to replace Labor, as Jacob Hacker sits down for Cass City. Orban passing this in on the left side of the radio underneath their own hoop. Into number 3, Rasmussen takes 2 dribbles, and he dragged his pivot foot, traveling. Disco night one more time here for Cass City. 3 turnovers on 3 possessions.
Well, that's exactly what the Hatchets want, because Cass City, they've been playing the whole game really under control and everything, but now they're trying to go up a little bit of a notch, and it's not working for them.
Termel, right wing, over to Canarian, deeper into the wing. Picks up his dribble, Back up to Braden, over to number 22, Flannery. Braden resets the offense over Canarian, deep into the right corner is Flannery now. Trying to pass it around, trying to break down this zone. As number 15, Braden goes for the runner from the right side, goes over a tall tree of Israelson for the two, and it's good. First non-three for Bad Axe tonight, gets him into double digits. It's 15 Cassidy, Bad Axe 11. 6-10 remains in the second quarter. Number 22, Dickinson, passes out to Orban for three from the left wing. This one's no good. Rebound Canarian of Bad Axe. Chucks this one down the court to Braden for the layup from the right side, and it rims all the way around. No good. Rebound Cassidy. 5:55 left in the second quarter. Cassidy 15, Bad Axe 11. As number 12, Cody Ross finds himself into the paint for the layup from the right side. Now pushes it Cassidy 17 by 6 over Bad Axe with 11. Termel picks up his dribble on the right wing, kicks it over to Canary in the left corner. Feeds into the left post, back up to Braden from the left elbow, takes the runner, and this one's good. Ben Braden now with four straight points for Bad Axe. Now 17-13, Bad Axe only trailing by four. 5:22 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe still pressuring, and number 23, Tristan Kuntz, throws this run right through the hands of 22 Dickinson, and it's Bad Axe ball one more time. That is now four turnovers on five possessions for Cassidy.
I'll tell you, Cassidy is, you know, they have the opportunity to go ahead and reverse the ball, and there's nobody there. They're trying to go ahead and attack right in the teeth of Bad Axe's defense. Not going to work.
After the first quarter in Lakers, it's Harbor Beach 24, Lakers 6. In Bad Axe, it's Cassidy 17, Bad Axe 13. As number two for Bad Axe, Bailey Heitz takes the three from the right wing for, and it's good. Bad Axe firing from the perimeter is now starting to hit. It's a one-point game, 17-16, and Orban throws this one right away. Will Sutton brings in the interception, and here comes Bad Axe trying to take the first lead of the night into the right post to Braden. This one goes short, and now we have a foul on Braden. He went for the steal, instead he got a forearm. And it's going to be Bad Axe's sixth team foul. Now I take that back. That is not a foul. That was actually a timeout called by Cassidy. Aaron Fernald trying to calm his team down and get those possessions and turnovers, more importantly, under control.
Cassidy has been pulling their defense out and really pressuring Bad Axe. And for now, you know, with 4 minutes and 37 seconds to go, Bad Axe, for the last few times down the floor, has been trying to get it inside. And once they get it inside, then they'll just go ahead and kick it right back out for the three-point shooters, and they're living on that right now.
Currently, Bad Axe has 10 points in the second quarter alone. They had six after one. Currently on a 10-2 run in the second quarter. Orban throws this into Israelson. Number 22 for Bad Axe tried to go up against the neck, Nick Flannery. Israelson with the large size advantage. Looks like it's going to be going against Bad Axe, number 22, Flannery. That's his first.
If Nick was about 6 inches taller and got that pass, it probably would have been a foul on Israelson.
Kicks over to left wing to Orban, feeds it into Israelson with the little bit of a spin, good post move, and the easy roll in for Israelson's good. He now has 6 points. It's Cassidy by 3, 19-16. Halfway through the second quarter, and Bad Axe throws it away. Canarian couldn't bring it in. Now Hartwick and Schenk check in for Cassidy. And Cody Ross sits down, as well as number 23, Tristan Kuntz. 4:16 left in the second quarter, 19-16. Cassidy leads. Bad Axe.
We have a 1-3-1 zone trap.
Orban kicks us across the timeline to number 5. Lucas Schenk over to the left corner, number 4. Hartwick, this one's no good. Rebound Bad Axe. Braden on the left wing now, trying to bring in transition offense. Resets onto the half court set now. Into the left post to number 44. That's Will Sutton. Kicks it out for 3 from Flannery. This one's no good. Rebound number 4. Of Cassidy, Hartwick. And Canarian intercepts the long pass, and he goes for the transition pass going the other way, and he gets fouled. So it's going to be a Cass City foul, their third of the half.